I'd like to welcome you back to all Daf Staff and Practice Series. In Shuvas Yichah V'Da'as, Rav Avadya Yosef was asked a question by a student in Yeshiva, Yeshiva Bachur in Chelek Dal at Siman Yates, whether this individual should follow the practice of his Yeshiva to daven Mincha early Mincha, Mincha Gedola, or rather it's more proper for him to wait till later in the afternoon and daven Mincha after what's known as Plag HaMincha, Mincha Ketana. What are these different times for Mincha? So we're all familiar that there are three different tefillos a day, the Shacharis, Mincha, Mariv, and each one of them is keneged the Karbanos. Shacharis is the Tamid Shel Boker, the Tamid that was born in the morning. Mincha is keneged the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Tamid that was born in the afternoon. And Mariv is keneged Hector, Chalav, and Veivarim. We learned about this in Brachas. And therefore, the poskim discuss what is the proper time for Mincha. When are you supposed to have a Mincha in the afternoon? The time that they would bring the carbon tamid in the afternoon. And when was that? When would they bring the carbon tamid? The Gemara in today's daf, really the Mishnah in today's daf, Psach, Daf, and Ches, discusses that. That perhaps on Erev Pesach, they brought it a little bit earlier in order to allow them time to bring the carbon Pesach afterwards. If Erev Pesach was an Erev Shabbos, they would have to rush even earlier in order to be able to have time to roast the carbon Pesach before Shabbos. But if you look in the Gemara, a few lines in, the Gemara quotes from Rava, Amar Rava Mitzvaso, when is a Me'ikar Hadin, when is the earliest time they are able to bring the carbon Tamid? Mitzvaso the Tamid, the mitzvah of bringing the Tamid, Mishinatu Tzlali Erev. From when the shade, the afternoon, starts to lean, starts to tilt. And as Rashi explains, because in midday, exactly Chatzos, someone's shadow is directly under them. However, as the sun moves a little bit towards the west, as it gets a little bit more in the afternoon, that's when the shade starts to tilt. That's when the earliest time you're able to bring the carbon tamid. And therefore, if we're able to daven mincha parallel to the time they brought the tamid, it would have to be a little bit after chatzos. And that's what Rashi says, even midaraisa, about a half hour after chatzos. Now that half hour is not necessarily 30 minutes. It's a half hour in Shavuos Manios. If you divide the day into 12 parts, really 24 parts, so each 24th is going to be a half hour. So it would seem that from a half hour after Chatzos, from let's say, just for illustration, from 12:30 all the way till 6, until Shkia, till sunset, that would be the appropriate time to daven Mincha. That's when they're able to bring the Tamid. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, the Mechaber, Yosef Karo, quotes this halacha, Mi shehispal tefilas Mincha la'acher sheshov semechtza ulamala, if you daven Mincha after 6.5 hours, after half hour after Chatzos, Yatza. You're a Yotze. B'dieved. That's not ideal. That's not the correct time to daven. If you daven after 6.5 hours, after a half hour after Chatzos, after Mincha Gedola, then you're a Yotze b'dieved. And the poskim explained that's because typically they wouldn't bring the carbon tamid so early. As our Mishnah indicates, as the Gemara discusses, typically they would bring the Karban Tamid later on in the afternoon in order to allow you more time to bring Karbanos. They wouldn't be able to bring any Karbanos after the Karban Tamid, Alel Hashleim, as the Gemara says. Therefore, they would bring the Karban Tamid later on in the afternoon after Mincha Ketana. So that's when the ideal time, really, to daven Mincha is. However, B'dieved, the Mechaber writes, you are Yotze earlier, already from Mincha Gedola. So this Bacher, this student in Yeshiva, was asking Rav Avadya Yosef, is it appropriate, should he follow the practice in his Yeshiva, to daven Mincha Gedola? Now I saw in the Kovetz Yishurin, the quote from Ben Sion Abba Shaul, that he really holds that it's best, daven Mincha Ketana, even if you're going to miss a minyan. Ben Sion is quoted saying, Chacham Ben Sion is quoted as saying that you should daven later. Not like the Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see, not like Rav Avadya said, but he says, regardless, you should follow the practice in your yeshiva. And in many areas in life, that's really a recommended practice to follow the program, especially if there are your Rabbanim, your Rabbeim, your Rosh Yeshiva, who enacted such a policy, you should follow it. Rav Avadya addresses this question. He goes to the whole Sugya, Kedarko, quoting many. Mar Makomos, and his conclusion is that really there is a strong basis for the practice in Yeshivas Daven Mincha early, and that is to avoid eating before davening. It's also a sugya in Brachas, which I think we discussed at the time, actually in the beginning of Shabbos, we referenced this discussion about eating before davening, and therefore to avoid potential problems of eating before davening, if you're able to daven Mincha early, it would be preferable to, in a sense, compromise and daven at the less ideal time of Mincha Gedola in order to be able to daven before eating. And that's really what the Magen Avraham writes as well. It's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. And there's another reason why most yeshivas daven Mincha Gedola as well. And that is because the time of Mincha Ketana fluctuates, and many times it ends up in the middle of Seder, middle of when people are supposed to be learning. And therefore, in order to avoid problems of bittul Torah, of having to stop in the middle of learning in order to go daven and go back to learning. Therefore, my understanding is that most yeshivas have the practice to just daven mincha before Seder or after first Seder, however it works, in order to avoid problems of bittul Torah. So there are really two considerations here, either to avoid bittul Torah, to avoid eating before davening. The Mishnah Berurah also writes, as I pointed out, Rabbi Tzion Avishal argued, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that even if to be able to daven with a minyan, it's better to daven mincha early. So there are many considerations. From my observation, most people aren't too medactic about this, and whatever is more convenient, they end up doing. Perhaps that's not ideal, but there certainly is a lot of basis and a lot of reasons, circumstances that would lead someone to want to daven mincha already from Mincha Gedol, which is about a half hour after midday.